And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
The heat continues. Good old Mother Earth appears to be turning into one big hot mama. And it may be that she's getting back at us for questioning whether or not Mama Earth is getting hotter. It is hot across the country, and trying to be fair and balanced, today we look at what it may mean that our new energy bill is about to be passed in Washington, D.C. And then we cool off as we head to the land of enchantment outside of Santa Fe, New Mexico, and talk with a naturalist, artist, and man of the earth when your voice of the earth continues here on the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wild Side News, and now, Sydney Wildsmith.
In a few days, it's going to be August. We're entering what some people think is the best time of summer, when the heat just keeps on coming, when cold drinks and air conditioning, swimsuits, and heading to the high country is what the season is made of. It's summer, and some people are saying it's a record hot one, but then almost every time it gets hot, I mean really hot, everyone says it's a record setter. Gives us something to talk about, and talking about the weather ends up being a relief from talking about the terror. Today, we take a look at the news, then do an in-depth analysis of what that means to all of us. Then in segment two, we talk with the current director of the Apollo Alliance, which has been working hard to get a real energy policy to set America free from foreign sources, and what the compromise energy bill that is about to be passed by the Senate and House and sent off to the President means to their dreams and our future. And then in segment three, we take a well-deserved break, head on up to the high country of New Mexico, and talk with the naturalist and artist, Rourke Griffin, whose paintings of American raptors and the lands they inhabit are getting some attention by some pretty serious collectors. That's all coming up, so we'd better keep it cool by getting moving on today's show. But as always, we catch up on the news first. So now, the news. It looks as if Friday is the day when the House and Senate will have worked out all the details of our nation's new national energy bill. In the final moments of negotiation, a few compromises were struck. The $11 billion bill provides significant breaks for the old energy family, the oil, gas, and coal industries, breathes new energy into the nuclear industry, and puts a lot of emphasis on ethanol from corn, while new energy, wind, solar, and others, are provided with just enough funding to make things feel better. First and foremost, the bill moves the start of daylight savings time in 2007 from the first Sunday in April to the second in March, and extends it by 1 week to the first Sunday in November. Now that's exciting and bold. It bans drilling in the Great Lakes, but supports a complete inventory of all coastal waters for energy production. The new energy bill provides a tremendous support for the development of nuclear by offering a $2 billion insurance plan to cover delays in building 6 new nuclear power reactors, and provides $1.3 billion for an experimental reactor in Idaho that will produce hydrogen. The new energy bill permits power lines running across federal lands, while dropping a provision that would have required U.S. utilities to generate 10% of their electricity from renewable sources such as wind and solar by 2020. That's 15 years from now. We will cover this topic in depth during our second segment. Some good news from the Senate this past week. The U.S. Senate unanimously passed 4 conservation measures that will preserve some of the country's most wild and scenic areas, as they preserved 4 significant areas as wilderness in California, New Mexico, Washington State, and Puerto Rico. This unusual unanimity over wilderness was eclipsed by the inclusion of the first Caribbean National Forest Act, which designates 10,000 acres of forest in Puerto Rico. the new El Toro Wilderness, the first tropical forest wilderness in the U.S., is home to the endangered Puerto Rican parrot, one of the most threatened species in the world. As well, the bill includes the Northern California Coastal Wild Heritage Wilderness, preserving the largest stretch of undeveloped coastline in the lower 48 states, as well as the Ojito Wilderness in New Mexico, which is the largest wilderness set aside in that state in over 18 years. And Washington State now has the Wild Sky Wilderness, an hour's drive from Seattle, and which preserves the classic nature of wilderness, alpine peaks, cascading waterfalls, old-growth forests, and pristine rivers. The passage of this legislation is of particular interest to numerous environmental journalists and historians who will dissect this unanimous wilderness set-aside for years to come. And speaking of researching, that elusive ivory-billed woodpecker, which managed to stay hidden for over 60 years, but which recently made big news by coming out of the forest? Well, now, there is an emerging debate as to whether or not the sightings of the rarest of birds was, in actuality, sightings of the rarest bird. It seems some researchers are pecking away at the certainty by arguing that the video used as proof of the sighting could, in fact, be used to prove a sighting of a wonderful but not endangered pileated woodpecker. This debate will continue until further notice. If by chance this voice of the earth can be heard down there in Arkansas and our ivory-billed friend is listening, please save us all a lot of anxiety and show yourself, if you actually exist. And in New York City, the yellow cab is turning green. That is, New York cabbies have been given the green light to buy hybrid cabs for their fleets. Pending approval in September, the Big Apple will do its part to become the Big Green Apple, as perhaps thousands of cabs begin appearing to replace the gas-guzzling Crown Victorias. Although the new cabs will not be as spacious and may end up costing more in the short term, in the long term, generally getting better than twice the gas mileage of the Crown Victoria, passengers, New Yorkers, and the future of the Earth will all benefit from this administrative move. And that's today's news. And now, a few announcements. If you're new to the Wild Side News, be sure to take a walk in the archives and explore the many wonders and voices from shows past. Simply click on the archives page and search by topic, or from the front page, type in a keyword and see what comes up. If you'd like to be added to our weekly show announcement, which comes out each Wednesday, just in time for you to wake up and see what's on Thursday's show, just send an email to wildsidenews@cox.net. That's WILDSIDENEWS at COX.NET. And ask to be added to our list. And while you're in it, feel free to send us your thoughts about nature, the outdoors, your joys, concerns, and show ideas. I always enjoy hearing from you. Now, on with the show. In segment two, we go in-depth with a new national energy bill with Jeff Rickert of the Apollo Alliance. Then off to talk with an artist whose fascination is raptors and who paints from his studio outside of Santa Fe, New Mexico. But now I'd like to take a look and a few things that I think we need to think about. You know, it's fun to poke fun at the foibles of science, as in the new controversy about the existence of the ivory-billed woodpecker, but it really gets to the heart of something much more significant, namely, the importance of preserving the great diversity of animals on our Earth. This week, California's Congressman and House Resources Chairman, Representative Richard Pombo, he's a Republican from California, is introducing legislation which will, through time, effectively destroy the Endangered Species Act. Now, obviously, the Endangered Species Act has received plenty of bad press, and to be fair, the issue of whether a spotted owl species is more important than the livelihoods of hundreds and sometimes thousands of workers is a battle that has no clear good guys and bad guys. And that is the way it will always be. But the bottom line is this. If it weren't for the Endangered Species Act, there would likely be no bald eagles, grizzly bears, wolves, or condors in the lower 48 states. And most Americans are, whether they can actually admit it, happy that these animals are still part of our landscape. But there is another level to the story. The fact that these exceptionally notable species exist shadows the fact that they exist because actions were taken to preserve, restore, and expand their habitats. In that process, whole ecosystems have been preserved. And to some extent, that is a very significant story, because within those whole ecosystems, hundreds and thousands of minor creatures have been permitted to exist, ones which will never achieve acknowledgement as an endangered species. And then, at an even larger level, when we talk about ecosystems being preserved, we're really talking about keeping vast areas of our nation intact. Had it not been for the Endangered Species Act, who knows how little of our forests might still be standing? Who knows just how polluted our rivers and lakes might be now? The Endangered Species Act has provided one of the most important means of protecting not simply a snail darter or an Allegheny wood rat, but more importantly, all of the species that are tied into that animal's survival, and ultimately to the integrity of the mystery of life that not a single person I know will ever be able to fully explain. So when it comes to Senator Pombo's efforts to construct whole levels of obstructionist rules and regulations that make it almost impossible to ever get an endangered species listed, I say he must really put himself somewhere at the level of God or the Creator, because I guess he feels he knows enough about this mystery to get his will right into the middle of things he will never understand. There are plenty of places to find out more about Mr. Pombo's newly drafted legislation. Certainly, Defenders of Wildlife will get you started at www.defenders.org. And there are things that you can do, and I invite you to contact Representative Pombo's office and ask for answers. To help you, here is his contact information in Washington, D.C. His office phone is 202-225-1947. His fax is 202-226-0861. And his email is rpombo@mail.house.gov. I also extend an open invitation to Representative Pombo to talk with me here on the Wild Side News about this issue, and I will contact his office to invite him on the show personally. I'll tell you what is beginning to bother me most about some of the things going on right now, and that is that decisions are being made that I know in my heart and mind will forever, and I mean forever, impact my pursuit of happiness in my country. The idea that I am being forced against my will to accept the prospect of the destruction of the wondrous mystery of beauty and splendor, the magnificence of the communication with nature, the joy of the natural landscape, and ultimately the healthy manifestation of life on earth is, to say the least, getting really old. I keep working each week to speak for the earth, to raise the voice of the earth in defense of those who cannot speak. And I invite you all to join me, as you are now, on your Voice of the Earth. When we return, we continue an exploration of the limits of our livelihoods being crafted by leaders who seem to have lost their wisdom. When we return, here on the Wild Side News.